This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. The city of Atlanta is one of the fastest growing urban areas in the country. Nearly 6 million people now call the city home. With all of that growth comes the issue of gentrification. As more apartments and businesses crop up all around the metro area, many longtime residents of neighborhoods are being priced out by higher rents and property taxes. According to the city, median rents are up 28% since 2000. That's compared with just 9% nationwide over the same time span.
We're in Pittsburgh, Atlanta, to make sure folks understand that. It is a working class, the poor black community. This community is one of the last working class black neighborhoods in Atlanta and is now under the pressure of gentrification.
Kamau Franklin is anti-gentrification. He's founder of the nonprofit group Community Movement Builders. Franklin operates out of a small home turned community center in the Pittsburgh neighborhood, where he recently commissioned a mural painted in bold colors with a strong message on the side of this building.
We're looking at what I call a lush mural, which has pictures of a black man, a black woman, and a black child. I think they're looking intense and protective of their community. We have a sign that says, protect the black community, stop gentrification. And what we want to demonstrate with this sign as part of our larger anti-gentrification organizing project is that we are here to defend this community and that folks should not just come in and not see this community as something that already has roots, that already has residents, that already has culture and community. And that they should think about that before developers usher in and just push people aside.
So when you say the word gentrification, mm-hmm. it's polarizing. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people, because gentrification often means the moving in of white people mm-hmm. or people with money mm-hmm. to a community that is struggling mm-hmm. with people of color often. I want to get you to reflect on that. What do you want them to see? Mm-hmm. And what do you think they will see when they look at this? Because I know that there are some white people that may be offended.
Yeah. I think part of the reason we did this mural was for it to be controversial, for it to stand out, for it to be something that you look at twice, three times. And if that worries folks who are thinking about moving into the neighborhood, I think that's a good thing. It means that you stop and you think and you don't just feel like that there was nothing there beforehand and I'm going to just make my way as sort of a pioneer in this community. And as people say, make it turn or make it change, the neighborhood doesn't need to change in that way, I think. I think folks understand that there's poverty here, there's development that needs to happen, but it needs to be community-centered. It needs to be controlled by the community, not by outside developers. And quite frankly, I think the city itself and city officials have failed this community and other communities in Atlanta because instead of focusing on the working-class folks that have been here, they've allowed those folks, particularly black folks, to be pushed out to a point where now the so-called Mecca of black America is probably no longer going to be a majority black in a few years.
There are people that will say, but you know what? Without gentrification, there wouldn't be grocery stores coming in. There wouldn't be dilapidated buildings that would be torn down. Without gentrification, there would be no change. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't, you know, there would be no change. And what do you say to that?
I say they're wrong. I say that the things that cause gentrification, that push people out of communities, is not improving communities. It's taking communities away from people who already live here. So having a grocery store that pays people minimum wage at best does not necessarily improve what's happening in a community. If folks want to look for alternatives or solutions outside the box, a cooperative grocery store which the community owns would be an alternative. Having land trusts in which the community owns the land underneath, which stabilizes housing prices, is another way in which you can help develop and keep a community intact without thinking everything has to be driven by market forces, which I think is the only way that people are taught, quite frankly, to think about how development happens.
You certainly want the community to continue to grow and you mm-hmm. want it to develop, but you also want it to stay not necessarily black, but you want mm-hmm. the people that have been here struggling, who want to stay here. You want them to be able to stay.
Well, from my perspective, I do want it to stay black because I think that's important to the character and the history of this community. I don't think bringing in middle class or rich people in and of itself improves a community when it pushes out other folks who've been living and striving and even struggling for decades in that same area. So I don't think that that's a solution. Land trusts, community-owned properties, community involvement in development and saying, what are our needs? Do we need cleaners or do we need sort of shishi coffee shops, mm-hmm. right? What do we need in our community to help make things easier for us to live? Do we need daycare centers? Do we need childcare centers? answers. Do we need better education? Those are things that we need and should struggle around. I don't think that sort of the easy solution of sort of putting a shine on something and then bringing other folks around and saying, isn't this better, is the way to improve a community like Pittsburgh.
Kamau Franklin is the founder of the nonprofit group Community Movement Builders. You can see the mural and a video at gpbnews.org. Tomorrow, we continue our look at gentrification as tension between established residents and new residents intensifies. We break down perceptions versus facts and talk about ideas for solutions. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition. This is GPB.